Avraham Avinu is known for his attribute of chesed. Avraham is synonymous with kindness. Chesed l'Avraham. At the beginning of this week's parasha, the Torah elaborates on the story where we find Avraham engaging in an act of chesed by welcoming three guests into his home just 3 days after his bris milah and treating them like royalty. Toward the end of the parasha, the Torah speaks at length about the incredible episode of the Akedah, regarded as Avraham's most challenging nisayon. And because of these acts of Mesiras Nefesh, we as his descendants continue to reap the benefits to this very day. But if you think about it, Avraham didn't actually accomplish anything in these episodes. These three guests, despite their mortal appearance, were actually Malachim. So Avraham didn't technically perform Achnasas Archam, since Malachim don't eat food. They didn't require his hospitality and his generosity. So it appears that Avraham's chesed was really unnecessary. And he also didn't perform the Akedah, because Hashem told him to stop and remove Yitzchak from the Mizbeach before he could offer him up as an oiler. So why does the Torah praise Avraham for these two episodes? And Tzadik HaKohen says something so profound. The Torah emphasizes these two acts by Avraham Avinu to teach us a deep fundamental Jewish principle. Hashem values our efforts even when they do not produce the results we set out to achieve. In secular society, success is measured by results and tangible accomplishments. Winning a gold medal, getting into an Ivy League school, making the Forbes 500, being in the top 1%. Awards and accolades are given to high achievers. The world at large only values measurable outcomes. So we define achievement in superficial terms. Those who are talented and cunning and visibly productive are respected, while others, even when they expend great effort, are overlooked. However, this is not the case regarding Torah mitzvahs. The midah v'shtadlus, our toil and effort, is what truly matters. The time, the preparation, the energy, the enthusiasm, the melas that we put in the mitzvah are just as important, if not more so, than the mitzvah itself. At times, we may put forth great effort to learn Torah or perform a mitzvah, only to fall short of achieving our goals. And we may view this as an act of failure, since our labor did not bear fruit. But nothing could be further from the truth. Hashem is pleased not only by the results of our efforts, but even by the effort itself. This week's parasha begins by Yera Elav Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him. And the question is, Elav to him? Why the anonymity? We know that Hashem appeared to Avraham, so why the ambiguity? The pasuk doesn't specify who Hashem appeared to. Shouldn't the Torah state explicitly, Vayera Hashem el Avraham? Someone saw an incredible answer. We know that Avraham displayed tremendous Mesiras Nefesh throughout his life. He circumcised himself at the age of 99. He was willing to sacrifice his only son. He was thrown into a fiery furnace for his beliefs. He was called Avraham Ivri because he stood on one side with his monotheistic beliefs and the entire world stood on the other side with their pagan beliefs. And because of his acts of Mesiras Nefesh, Avraham was zoicha that Hashem appeared to him and he showered him with tremendous blessings. So the reason the Torah states Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to him, is because the him can be you. It can be any person in Klal Yisrael. Just like Hashem appeared to Avraham, if you act like Avraham, if you extend yourself, if you put in the effort and go above and beyond and step outside your comfort zone, even if it does not produce the desired results you set out to do, Vayera Elav, Hashem will, so to speak, go above and beyond and reveal himself to you as well. Mida keneged mida. If you do something extraordinary, Hashem will in turn do extraordinary wonders for you as well. Just like he appeared to Avraham Avinu, he will appear to you. And he will personally bless you with all of his brachos and yeshuas. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.